right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, as promised, Milwaukee County Executive, Mr. David Crowley. How you doing, my friend?
I am doing well. It has been too long, but it's always a pleasure to be on with you, Earl.
You know, man, I just want to say this to people. When you first ran for office, it seems so long ago, man. I think it was state rep. And I had you on the air, and I would have you on from time to time over the years. And I always said to people that you were my favorite elected official. You remember those days?
I do remember those days.
And there was something in you. I saw it early on. Not only the fact that you're such a bright man, but and had shown so much maturity, but that you had been cultivated by some great people. And man, it's great to see your success.
I truly appreciate it, but I stand on the shoulders of all those individuals that pour so much into me. So it's folks like yourself, and when you think about many of the mentors I've had over the years, but also the experience, I blame my community for the success that I've been able to see as far as my political career.
So let me begin by, how's the family?
Family's doing well. The girls are getting older, and I love being a girl dad, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you're getting to be an old man now. How old are you?
I'm 35.
Oh, man, 35. Oh, my Lord. But
look,
listen,
I'm living to grow old, though. Living to grow old so I never die young.
Yeah, so let's talk about, man, the state of the county. I haven't had a chance to talk with you. You had the state of the county address a while back, man. Where are we at with the county?
Well, when you think about compared to when I was first sworn in May of 2020, we're in a much better position. We can thank the CARES dollars, the ARPA dollars that we have received for us to make a lot of different investments, for us to invest upstream and really focus on root causes within the budget. But I'm really excited when you think about the relationship that has been bridged between this office, the executive's administration, as well as the county board, and how we are working hand in hand and really getting some things done. So I'm excited as far as where we are. But we're not out of the woods yet. When you think about, when you think about local governments in general, we're not getting the dollars that we absolutely need. So it's going to be critical, particularly for Milwaukee County, to find additional revenue so we can avoid the fiscal cliff that we're going to see in the next couple of years.
County Executive Crowley, I remember having a conversation with you early on when you sent it to that position, to the position you're in now, as I've had with Acting Mayor Cavalier Johnson about relationships on the state level. And because the future of Milwaukee County inexplicably is tied into what happens on the state level, and have you been able to build the relationships necessary to foster a better partnership to give Milwaukee County a better shot at a future?
You know what? I would say that we have been building the foundation of having that solid relationship. I'm lucky I had a few laps around the track being a state representative and having the opportunity to build some relationships while there. But I would say that we have been moving the needle when it comes down to people recognizing what Milwaukee County and the city of Milwaukee contributes directly to the state of Wisconsin. And when you think about all the different municipalities and counties across the state, we want to continue to be partners, right? When you think about us us being the economic engine of the state, that is a good thing for everyone in the state of Wisconsin. But we have to look at ourselves as partners in this as well. And so for us, it's about how do we build those relationships and really make the case about why we need additional revenues and the way we want to go about as far as increasing those revenues without having a statewide impact on the budget. And so for us, yes, those relationships are there. They're continuously growing. And I think that when we see what happens, because we see there is a turnover happening right now in the Assembly and the Senate, I am interested in seeing what happens this fall to see if we'll be able to better build relationships so we can get the things done for the people we serve.
You know, the chasm, County Executive Crowley, is so wide at that state level that you just wonder sometimes, those of us who have not been there, obviously you've been there at some capacity as a state representative, but you've also been there now in the capacity that you are in now, and those of us who haven't, we worry because we've seen time and time again, decade in, decade out, that these people have chosen not to want to do what is right by the city of Milwaukee. And along the way, you talked earlier about, you know, the ARP dollars and those dollars that came in that at least gave an opportunity for a little breather. But the things that this county, Milwaukee County, is faced with are insurmountable without the resources that should be coming to us from the state.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we were sending, you know, $500 million more, and we're getting much less back than we did, you know, 10, 20 years ago. And so the fight is still there when it comes down to just getting our fair share of those dollars. But I think that as we continue to make the case, as we talk about our economic ability, when you think about what has been happening just in general in Milwaukee County, there's been an extremely amount of growth. You know, and you think about the money that we generated just off of the Bucks run, and you know, now we're seeing that the Brewers and the MLB are going to be coming back, and hopefully we can get another run and start to see, you know, the economic activity. And really, we want to be able to basically leverage the economic activity to be able to fund our things. And when we talk about funding, I mean, one of the things that we want to be able to do is really focus on, you know, how do we start to make investments to focus on the root causes and many of the symptoms that we have been seeing, particularly around community violence? Or how do we make sure that we are normalizing conversations around mental health and addressing mental health crisis? And so when we talk about the needs of Milwaukee and we talk about the investments that we need to make, we're making that case. And I think plenty of people locally and across the state are starting to open their ears and understand that if we fund some of the things that we're looking to invest in, if we focus on many of these root causes, we're going to put not only the county and the city, but the people we all represent in the best position possible.
You know, County Executive Crowley, you know, you and I both are creatures of the city of Milwaukee. And in, you know, the urban aspect of it. And when you look and see that only 1% of the businesses in the entire city of Milwaukee are owned by blacks, 1%. And we talk about developments and investments. Man, how is it, you know, what kind of investments? Because nobody can argue or dispute that 1% of the businesses in the city of Milwaukee being owned by blacks is a recipe for disaster. How do we get around that?
Well, one, I think, you know, and you know how this works, Earl, the perception of Milwaukee is just, it's not what it is. But at the same time, you know, people's perception who have these negative perceptions of our city, of our county, most of the time hasn't had the opportunity to actually enjoy all the amenities that we have, right? When you think about all the parks, when you think about all the restaurants, when you think about all the things that people can enjoy. And so, one, we got to get rid of that negative perspective. But we also have to be intentional on how we are addressing the issues, just like you said, on getting people to understand that we have to spend dollars in communities of color, in black communities, in brown communities, so they can not only grow their business, but also hire people that live within those neighborhoods. I mean, one of the things that we were able to do through the CARES Act dollars is we were able to work with small businesses, and majority of the businesses that we worked with, when we think about the $13 million that we gave out to assist businesses, majority of those businesses were women-owned, minority-owned businesses. And so, one, we now know that there are folks out there who need the help. But even when you think about our community development business partners, when you think about our Office of Equity, when you think about our Strategy and Performance and Budgeting Office, all of those folks are going to be working together to figure out how do we work with businesses? How do we bring in grants to Milwaukee County to help spread resources to other private sector businesses and particularly businesses of color to help them grow, to help them stay alive, to help them build capacity to get contracts? So we are really focused on many of these things. You know, our vision now is that by achieving racial equity, we could become the healthiest county in the state. And as long as we continue to focus on racial as well as health equity, we're going to continue to push that needle. And we're getting people on board, even when you think about some of the business associations and what they're seeing with some of our bigger companies. They know that they haven't seen too much diversity when it comes down to managers, or when you think about a senior.
Been a call-in.
And so things are happening. I'm encouraged about a lot of the things, but I will say that we still have a long road to go.
Okay, so can you hang on a second?
I can.
All right. On the line, County Executive David Crowley. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.